This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The last two major U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, held a debate tonight in an empty TV studio with supporters limited to watching the debate on television because of coronavirus concerns. Viral outbreak was at the top of the agenda for the debate. Each candidate laid out what he would do if he were president during such a crisis. Sanders has been pushing a single-payer health care plan. He said his plan would provide free treatment for those afflicted with coronavirus. Biden said he would authorize government funding to pay for treatment. Each candidate said he would campaign for the other if his own bid for the nomination failed. Biden said if he gets the Democratic nomination, he will pick a woman for a running mate. Sanders said he would, in all likelihood, pick a woman. Sanders and Biden are competing to face Republican President Donald Trump in November's national election. Mr. Trump is seeking a second four-year term in the White House. The governor of Illinois is announcing a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area. Very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The CDC on Sunday, that's the Centers for Disease Control, has recommended canceling or postponing events like conferences or sporting events. This is VOA.